Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. All right, so Nick Sirianni doubled down Monday and Tuesday on the idea that Kevin Petullo is still the Eagles' offensive coordinator. He is still the play caller for this football team. And that is likely where this is headed. You know, if I had to guess, I'm going to take Nick Sirianni at his word that it's going to be Petullo, and they're going to roll him out there and let him try to call plays again on Monday night and see if they have better success against a good, but I wouldn't call it overwhelmingly dominant, Chargers defense. One that you certainly could see if the Eagles played their best football, they could move the ball on the Chargers. But at this point, it's hard to expect that, whether it's Petullo's fault, whether it's not. But we're at the point of the season now where you got to start changing variables. You got to start thinking about something different, because we're just knocking our head against the wall and expecting it not to hurt every time. It hurts. It hurts watching this football team play offense. And while we discussed in the midday show yesterday, you know, privately, have you thought about what Tanner McKee might look like? I have. I think a lot of people have. No one expects or thinks the Eagles are going to do that. That is a larger scale issue for the football team. So there's only so much tweaks you can do personnel. They have a lot of highly paid players, veteran players, starters. They have injuries up front with Lane Johnson right now. There's not really much you could do. You can give Tank Bigsby a few more carries, but you know, I don't think there's really a grand change unless the Eagles back off the word of Sirianni, go a different direction, and kind of do what they did 2 years ago. Because right around this time last year, Nick Sirianni confirmed, made us believe that that Sean Desai was still going to call the defense. And what was going on behind the scenes was, little by little, they were taking responsibility away from Sean Desai and giving it to Matt Patricia, to the point when eventually, before the Seahawks game, the report came out that Patricia was going to be calling the defense and Sean Desai was not. And that effectively ended Sean Desai's chances to be a defensive coordinator here in Philadelphia. It effectively fired him. It was a soft firing. He hung around and he's part of the staff and the planning, but he didn't get to call the defense anymore. So while I believe Sirianni, and I think he has a much closer and tighter relationship with Petullo and probably more belief in Petullo that he's been waiting to elevate for years here, there is a precedent to, maybe this is going to go a little different. Maybe it's going to go a little different to where they say Petullo's the guy, but maybe they're taking responsibility away. Maybe someone else is going to call the plays at some point. And maybe we find out in a report similarly to that Seahawks game a few years ago on a Monday night. We find out on a Saturday or Sunday before the game on Monday night. And then, you know, with that, maybe we find out this weekend or Monday that it's going to be someone else calling the plays. So if not Petullo, then who? Right? So if Petullo doesn't call the plays Monday and for the rest of the season, who could? Who would? So I have five names for you from the Eagles coaching staff that if it's not Petullo, then these, for my money, are the next five logical names that one of these five guys could call the plays against the Chargers and move it forward the rest of the season. Let's start with the obvious, and that is Nick Sirianni. Nick Sirianni could pull a Dan Campbell here and take back what he originally once did. You know, Dan Campbell once called the plays in Detroit. He hired Anthony Lynn, didn't work out in 2021, and he moved to calling the plays himself while he got Ben Johnson ready to call the plays. And look at Ben Johnson now all these years later as the head coach of a division rival for Dan Campbell within the NFC North with a 9-3 football team. Ben Johnson's done a heck of a job. So there could be something there where Sirianni maybe takes it back over with the idea of, you know, and they could spin it if they want with the idea of helping Petullo along, give it back to him eventually. Maybe that would be bought, maybe it wouldn't. Or maybe someone else on the staff that could learn while Sirianni takes the reins for the rest of the season. It also, if it went well, best case scenario, it would solve the Eagles' long-term issues. They have a long-term issue here, and I've been saying this for years. This is before 2022. I was saying this when we found out that Steichen would call the plays. You know, because we found out in 21 that switch was made, and then they mini-camp 22, we got the word they were keeping that. And it worked out splendidly for the 2022 Eagles, and a big part of the reason they went to the Super Bowl. But my contention in the spring of 2022 was not so much for the moment, but for the big picture. And I said, well, if Steichen's really good, he's going to get hired as a head coach. That's exactly what happened. And then we're on this roller coaster of coordinators every year. And when they're going to have some good ones, Steichen and Kellen Moore, they're going to have some not so good ones, Brian Johnson and Kevin Petullo. And it's going to make offensive continuity for the play calling, the communication with the quarterback, the up and down play of the unit. It's going to make it hard. And that's exactly where we're on. We've been on this escalator, elevator, roller coaster, whatever term you want to use of play caller for years. And this is trending towards it continuing next year, that it's going to be the same next year, where they'll have a new coordinator. And then guess what's going to happen when that guy's good? He's going to get a job, right? Like, let's play it out. Let's say it's Kevin Stefanski or Mike McDaniel or whoever. I mean, they're going to have probably an experienced coordinator. That could be a guy like Kellen Moore, who never got a shot to be a head coach, or it could be a guy like, Stefanski, who is probably going to get fired as a head coach, but has Coach of the Year under his belt, comes here and the Eagles win the Super Bowl. People are going to want Kevin Stefanski. I'm just using him as an example. And then 2027, we'll be back to this. We won the Super Bowl, or we got to the Super Bowl, or we got to the NFC title game. It's late in the process. Let's just elevate, you know, someone on our staff. And the whole thing continues. Sirianni would be the best case. Now, for him, it'd also be the worst case. If he calls the plays, we find out that he stinks at it, it's really going to shine the spotlight on him. He has cover with a coordinator. But Sirianni is the obvious choice at number one. Number two, Scott Loeffler. Scott Loeffler is the quarterback coach. Scott Loeffler was the head coach at Bowling Green. Scott Loeffler's had a very long career around college football and the pros, coaching quarterbacks and offense. Temple, Bowling Green. You go back to Michigan. I was there with Tom Brady as a graduate assistant and as an assistant coach. Reportedly one of Brady's better friends. Tim Tebow in College of Florida under Urban Meyer. This guy coached everywhere. Auburn the year after Cam Newton was there. But this guy coached everywhere around the sport, and then eventually became the head coach at Bowling Green and did a good job there. He's called plays. He's run offenses. He's worked for quarterbacks. I think if you want to go with the freshest perspective with the most experience, it would be Scott Loeffler. And he's here, Jason Avant, who will join the Midday Show today on a Wednesday. As mentioned to us in the past, he's a really smart guy. He knew him from Michigan, likes him. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if Loeffler did it and did it well. I wouldn't be shocked if a change was made and Loeffler was the guy giving it, if he takes it and runs with it. You know, I think about right around this time in 2000 and I guess it was 12, where the Baltimore Ravens were, you know, in that window where they had been knocking on that door for about 4 or 5 years, couldn't get over the hump. And they've been in the title game the year before, lost on a Billy Cundiff missed field goal up at Foxborough. And they were kind of where the Eagles are at right now in that particular season. And if my memory serves right, right around early December, John Harbaugh changed coordinators and I believe went away from Cam Cameron and went to Jim Caldwell. And the Ravens offense took off and they won the Super Bowl. So once in a while, this stuff happens and this stuff works. Once in a while, it doesn't. But Loeffler feels like that vet that's been around and been around the game, around football and quarterbacks and different styles of quarterbacks and done a good job. Loeffler would be choice number two.
Black Friday savings are here at the Home Depot, which means it's time to add new cordless power to your collection. Right now, when you buy a select battery kit from one of our top brands like Ryobi or Milwaukee, you'll get a select tool from that same brand for free. Click into one of our best deals of the season and stock up on tools for all your upcoming projects. Get Black Friday savings happening now at the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
Choice number three, a name you've probably heard. He's been around the NFL a decent amount for a short period. You know, he's been around quite a while considering how young he is. Parks Frazier, 34 years old. A couple of things to like about him. So, you know, he's here because he was with Sirianni back in Indianapolis, hung around that Indianapolis thing for a long time. Eventually in 22, when I believe it was one of those firings, I guess it was maybe the original firing or the, because they went through so many coaches that year. That's when this is when the Colts canned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Reich, and they ended up with Parks Frazier as an interim. I think Jeff Saturday also may have had a moment as an interim. It was a weird year for the Colts. But Parks Frazier had an interim moment as a head coach. He strikes me as a future potential offensive coordinator. Only 34. He's the passing game coordinator here. And I like that he's had some experience around the NFL in different places. So he spent a year in Carolina. He spent a year with Mike McDaniel. He's now here with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's got to experience a lot of different coaching staffs, a lot of different styles, and he's risen pretty high for 34 years old. I think there's a real chance Parks Frazier is an offensive coordinator on his staff shortly. He could be Petullo's replacement after this season if the Eagles think highly of enough of him. I mean, it'd be kind of weird to stay in-house and not just go to, you know, an experienced guy, but, you know, or he could, there's a chance too that, let's say they camp Petullo after the season. Parks Frazier sticks around with the vet that comes in, the McDaniel. Say Mike McDaniel gets fired in Miami. He comes here. He's the coordinator next year. Then he moves on to get a second chance to be a head coach. Well, they elevate Parks Frazier. He's like the new Petullo 2 years from now. All possible. but I think he's got a chance to call plays and be pretty good at it one day. He's option number three. Option number four, if Nick Sirianni wants someone he could trust, I think the name Jason Michael's one to watch out for. Jason Michael's been around a long time. He was the Titans offensive coordinator for a brief period when Marcus Mariota was young, and he got Mariota to play pretty well early in his career. He, you know, went to the Colts, Chargers, kind of followed that Sirianni path. That's how those guys know each other. Been a tight ends coach by trade, but was a coordinator once. He's the kind of guy Sirianni's mentioned, just his name gets brought up a lot. The way he used to bring Petullo's name up a lot unprompted, he brings Jason Michael's name up unprompted, which you could tell it's a confidant of his. It's someone he relies on to talk ball with, to work through problems with, trusted guy. So, and I think because they're all in the same, they've kind of been on this course together, the Sirianni, Petullo, Jason Michael trio, been together for a long time. I think it would almost be viewed as a, hey, I'm not firing you, I'm not demoting you. I just mean a fresh set of eyes. We all trust each other. We're all collaborative. I can see the spin that way, where it's not some guy that just brought in from the outside. It's Jason Michael. He is choice number four. And choice number five, and this one is the most outside the box thinking for everyone. What about Jeff Stoutland? He's been around forever. He has seen so many different kinds of offenses. He's been within this offense and this head coach for the entire run. He's the run game coordinator anyway. And maybe, and I have no idea if a coach like Stout could do this, but maybe because he has such an ingrained understanding of the running game, maybe Stout calling the plays could integrate the run and pass game together more. They feel like separate things. You watch Ben Johnson, you watch the Bears, you watch Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers, you watch Sean McVay and the Los Angeles Rams. And when you see his run pass are integrated, the looks are the same. The looks fool you. You're not sure if it's run pass. You're not sure what the offense is doing. I think that is partially design, but I also think it's partially how they set up plays. And you're not really sure what they're going to do, even in down and distance. You think you should be sure. They kind of have you on tilt. And they create huge holes for their running game or their passing game and define things for their quarterbacks. We don't have that here. And I wonder if Stout, if given the opportunity, could almost create that to an extent with his knowledge and understanding of what they're doing in the run game versus knowledge and understanding of what he's going to be calling in the pass game. I acknowledge it's a long shot. I don't even know if he'd want to do it at this stage of his career. But he's here. He's experienced. We all acknowledge he's a great coach. So the five people that could take over if they do pull a fast one and demote or take away play calling duty from Kevin Petullo. Number one, clearly, is Nick Sirianni. It's the most logical one. Number two, Scott Loeffler, who I think as it, you know, could become this before it's too late in his career. You know, he could be like Todd Monken, who took forever to kind of get to the NFL and be a big-time coordinator, and they got there and put together an MVP, you know, quarterback run season. Parks Frazier, who's currently the pass game coordinator. Jason Michael, currently the tight ends coach. And Jeff Stoutland, the run game coordinator. So if you want Petullo out, it's probably one of those five. I mean, we could go through the rest of the staff. We're going to pick two or three more that could potentially do this. But it's probably one of those guys if the Philadelphia Eagles do indeed change the play caller. All right, I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about in the midday show. Jason Avant will join us coming up at noon today for the lunch hour, as he does every 12 to 1 on Wednesdays. We'll talk through the Eagles stuff, Philly's hot stove. The Schwarber stuff seems to be really heating up. Don't forget my newsletter, joe.giglio.sports at beehiv.com, beehive.com. I'll send you a link. Just send me a note. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.